This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side.
Well, that won't work now, will it?
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Got an exciting couple of hours for you. Me, Corey Duncan will join us after the first break. It is all about Baltimore for him. He's just salivating, waiting to talk about this, and Elijah Cummings. You know, the guy that he's been railing on, Elijah Cummings, since he's been coming on the show. Remember that? I mean, he always used to tell me, Elijah Cummings couldn't tell you where his area is if you dropped him off in his area. That's how bad it is. And I agree with him. I mean, seriously, when the guy says there's no real problems in Baltimore, you got to think he's, you know, he's got a vision in his head from 20 years ago, the last time he was there. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. And then David Sussman's going to join me later on in the show, and we're going to talk about the last couple of nights of debates, president's speech tonight, the rally. You know, I found out something tonight I did not know. Probably some of you geniuses knew it. I had no clue. And that is that the, you know, they charge, it's a very small fee, but they charge to go to those events of his. Okay? And I don't know if they have to by law, and have to find out from somebody, or whether they just, they do it. So you have some skin in the game. So you'll, you know, you'll actually do something. But even with having to pay for it, look at how many people show up to his events. The Democrats give it away for free, and they can't fill the joint. Think about that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it didn't get a whole bunch of play the other night, but there was, NBC had put out, I don't know, what do we call it, a tweet or whatever, that, and it must have been one of their, you know, 16-year-old social justice warriors that was sure, no proof, just sure, that the president had never shown up at the 9/11. You know, he was never at Ground Zero. That was their comment. And the beauty behind all of this is that what NBC forgot is this actually NBC footage of interviewing him at Ground Zero. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, and again, I'm salivating and happy about the fact that they keep shooting themselves in the foot. They keep putting this stuff out there with these young journalists who think they're going to nail the conservative or nail President Trump or unless you're a flaming liberal, you just don't count. Let me play this for you. You only have to hear it because this is great. Maybe.
Like it. I've seen two huge 110-story buildings that are reduced to rubble, thousands and thousands of lives. I just got to see something that I've never seen before. I have hundreds of men inside working right now, and we're bringing down another 125 in a little while, and they've never done work like this.
Not only was he there, not only did the news group who said that he wasn't there do an interview of him being there. This is just so delicious, seriously. Because not only he's got 100 of his guys there working, and he called for another 100. What a piece, what a selfish piece of work he is, huh? Carney, you'll listen to this a little bit more.
This before, and they're hardworking people, but they've never seen anything like it, and they've never done work like this before. It's terrible.
Tell me what it's like at Ground Zero. Tell me about the workers that you saw and what they're doing there.
Well, not only is it devastation.
Now, how is he supposed to talk about this? Because he's not there, remember? He wasn't there.
But it's very dangerous because every few minutes a whistle would go off and everybody would just run because you have all the buildings around it, which are in such a weakened state that people just don't know. And so they just have to take off. And then they come back and they're working under 50-story buildings that you don't know if they're going to fall down. So it's a terrible thing for the workers and it's a terrible thing for the world, really.
Again, I'm not trying to beat this up, but I am trying to beat it up because, look, they jump all over this stuff. Yeah, you got. If you're watching, we've got a clip up there. But they jump all over this stuff, and they allow these young people who just hate the right. They hate Trump. They hate the right. They hate anybody that'll stick up for him. Where were you know? Again, where were? You know, it's probably the only time that we actually came together. But where were all the the senators and the Congress people that are making a big deal out of what happened? Are they there? Are they down there helping, or are they too busy trying to figure out legislation to put together? You don't want to get close to the place. He went down there, and still, you can still see in the picture, you still see the crud in the air around him.
How have you spoken to any of your men? Do you know how they're reacting to this? Because emotionally, this must be so incredibly difficult.
Well, there are a lot of them, but they've never seen bodies like this. I mean, the bodies all over. The great thing is when they find somebody that's alive, like the five firemen that they just found a little while ago. So that's the great thing, and that's what they're all striving for. But generally speaking, that's not the case. So they are working very, very hard, but it's a very depressing situation for these folks.
As you walked around and as you saw the piles of rubble, there are thousands of families out there who are hoping that someone might be in a pocket somewhere, still alive, still breathing, waiting to be dug up. As you assess that damage from your perspective.
Now, some of you are going, oh, come on, Joe, what are you running this stuff for, right? We've already seen this a million times. Well, because the beauty behind this, the thing that's so exciting about this one in particular, as I said, if you were paying attention in the beginning, this is NBC putting out, a news a heading that says Trump was never at Ground Zero, even though they interviewed him. It's wonderful. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you know who's coming on next. I always like to tease that I met him in the middle of a Baltimore debacle. Okay, I met him, and one of the first things he said to me is, you can drop Elijah Cummings off in the middle of his district, and he wouldn't know he was in his district. That's right. So Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to talk about the things that are going on, the real things that are going on in the street. And in this case, in and around Baltimore. Corey, did you know that Baltimore had no problems? They had no rats. They have no poverty. And, you know, it's a great place to live.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me live tonight, live from Nine Acres, Houston, Texas, the good home of the Duncan family. But also a big hello out there to everyone out there that's tuned in tonight. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. And
Go ahead.
You know, I don't know exactly where to start. I mean, I am truly honored and just overjoyed to be here tonight because I got a guest right here that's from Baltimore City, and I'll bring them on later on. But what I want to say is this. I have no idea. You know, Elijah Cummings is more worried about statements that President Trump made that were true. If you go back to anything that has ever been said on the show with me about bashing Baltimore, I've had my stint there in Baltimore. So I can tell you, I've lived several years there. So I can tell you that he's telling the truth. The problem here is that there's a misconception. You know, I heard some people. I've heard everyone. I mean, I have to go back to the. I don't want to talk about this because I want to bring the guest on when I go to talk about Al Sharpton. But the problem here is that it's a circus. Baltimore City politics is based on race and just being, you know, don't ask any question and just go along with the program. I heard a lot of people that in his district, some I don't know, but in passing, I've talked to them years ago. But the thing of it is, I heard them give interviews, and they say, well, what he said make us stronger. It's making us show Mr. White Man that what you're saying is wrong and that we can come together and straighten out our neighborhood. Well, what I'll say is that what he did was he accomplished his goal. His goal was to first give facts, and if something bad or good comes from it, so be it. Well, something did came from it. They actually got out and started cleaning up their neighborhood. Now, it took President Trump to say something.
Mm-hmm.
When Elijah Cummings is in his district, and he couldn't get them to do it. But the white man got him to do it.
Well, so how often did Elijah show up in his district? I think he was afraid of either.
Elijah Cummings is like most of these black liberal politicians. They have a residence in that district, and they only show up once or twice a year. Elijah Cummings is a crook. Along with pretty much everyone else that's in Baltimore City government. No one will come close to interviewing me from Baltimore. Nobody will. Because they know, number one, I'm going to tell the truth. Two, that they can't shuck and jive me. Because the thing of it is, that's why I'm so happy. And I'm so happy when people put this this broadcast viral, make it go viral, because they won't take there was a couple people they interviewed, but you can tell when they have edited out a lot of the right that should be told. And Joe, you know, you hear a lot of people that always have this Uncle Tom thing, and you're not with the black guy, you left you know, us black folks must stick together. I don't look at myself as a black man, a Cuban, or Russian, or whatever. And I will still go, I am an American. And I don't have time to play these race card games. See, all of this started with one person. And I continue to tell people that I'm going to speak the words of Ben Carson today. Ben Carson said, it's not Russia, it's not China, and it's not North Korea. The problem here is ourselves. And he said that today. And I said, ding, 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 ding. That's what I've been saying the whole time. We are the problem. Because we put those, and I want to especially talk to the people in Baltimore, you put those people in office, and they tell you what they're going to do. You don't tell them. They tell you. Isn't it something a little suspect about that when you put the politician in there, but they're telling you. But and you know, my thing with that, he laid everything out, $16 billion. Where's the money at? And I know most of these cities are allocated a certain amount of money anyway per year. But the thing of this is, where's the money at? And no one, Mr. Brandon Scott, he got out there the other day crying, talking about people who should be strong here, you know, and strong there in Baltimore and other places. And I'm just looking at him like, you got 200 and something murders. And you're talking about what? You had people, I mean, just the other week, a Muslim a lady was beat up. And I'm like, it's not just white folks. It's everybody. I just don't understand that thought process.
Well, it's funny. They're more upset about the president saying it's, you know, nobody wants to live there because of the way it looks. And there were a bunch of reporters that ran down there and took pictures of the, you know, the boarded up houses, the rows and rows of homes that nobody can live in. And you told me a long time ago it's like that.
Yeah.
But then the right Reverend Al Sharpton shows up on this. To make everything right. And he said, we need businesses to invest more money. We need businesses to give us more jobs. And I'm thinking, didn't they do that? And you burned down CBS, and then you looted the place, right? And those people all lost their jobs.
Councilman Brandon Scott said that he would have had no problem about sitting down with President Trump. And I said, that's the key word for give us some more money so we can spend on ourselves and buy Cadillacs and chicken boxes. See, there I go again. And so, but my thing with this is that President Trump is not going to sit down with you guys because he already knows that you're a bunch of crooks. And he called him out. He called Al Sharpton out. So, I'll bring on my guests after the break.
Okay, do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. It will be Corey Duncan plus one after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Cincinnati, Ohio, a state he wins by 8 points back in 2016.
Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
A packed
House at the Patriotic Rally at the U.S. Bank Arena. Our other top story this hour, former FBI Director James Comey off the hook for now. The Department of Justice saying it will not prosecute him for leaking classified information about the president, which makes its way onto the pages of the New York Times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
No, I want to see you in parachute pants. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just bring it back on. I don't want to waste any of his time. Corey Duncan joins us as he does. And he was dancing. I almost caught him dancing. He joins us like he does every... Hey, this just in, Corey, but I'm sure you're not surprised. Cummings, Elijah Cummings, turned down a tour... of with Ben Carson to tour the HUD facilities. I mean, HUD facilities. Why would you want to tour those and make sure your people are being taken care of? Oh, I wonder why. He's afraid of being bitten by a rat, isn't he?
Well, a rat biting a rat. So.
Oh.
But once again, thank you for having me on this week. God bless. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank everyone that's back in Queens. Even though our team is not doing too well, but that's okay. I also want to thank the beautiful Anna Duncan, and that's graciously giving me this time to sit here and talk with you about all of these great, about these idiotic people. Elijah Cummings is typical Baltimore City government, and because of what's happened in the last week, I took I had the gall to ask him to come on your show tonight. And being so that I'm a person that always keeps his word, I brought him on tonight.
Uh-oh.
The typical Baltimore City politician. And I want to introduce you people to Elijah Cummings. Hello, Elijah. How are you tonight?
I'm okay, Corey.
Well, you seem to be having such a bad problem in Baltimore City.
Gary, think of the white man that's talking about me. Well, Elijah, let me ask you a question. What have you done for the people in your district? I've done nothing. Most birds like me just lay eggs on them, and we continue to go.
That's not good to say when Mr. Messina shows.
Hello. Well, hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I tell you what, though. I know where your district is. There's a difference between you and me. But was that a racist statement? Should I not have accused him of that?
You see me shaking my head. That means that all of us in Baltimore City government look just like me. We're a bunch of ugly birds. And to finish this,
This is why I went and got me a wife that's 55 years younger than me, so I can continue to rob the people in Sandtown, Winchester.
Okay.
All right, that's enough. That was enough. I just had to get that out of my system. I'd like to have some fun sometime. Because you know why I did that? Because that's what kind of circus and that's what kind of idiotic clowns. You know, P.T. Barnum could do nothing better than what they doing in Baltimore City. I mean, it's a circus.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, I want to say this. And to those people who see these boarded up houses, those boarded up houses have been like that for the last 15, 25 years. It's the same boarded house, and they fixed. President Clinton gave them empowerment money. Three times he gave them empowerment money. They build the projects up, and they come right in, and they take Tam out. Now the thought process is to put working black families in Beirut, right in the middle of Beirut. Let's build houses right in the middle of the community because it will change the let's go in and let's rent and get the criminals out first. Then let's start thinking about revitalizing the place. But see, that's what I always tell people. The problem here is that the fact that we, instead of taking steps like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're going from 1 to 5. We build houses, and you're putting people in arm's way and putting them right in the middle of something that's of a military style situation. And the thing of this is that it's sad because you're getting innocent people put into something that they have no idea what they are about to get into. But my main point of this is that when they sitting up talking about, well, nobody, that's like I heard that funny looking Martian Sharpton, where his head is 65 times bigger than his body for whatever reason. But the thing, the problem of it is, I had a problem with him because he said, well, if President Trump was talking about me or calling me a crook, well, maybe he should add me to his cabinet. Ha, 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 ha. Nothing funny about that because, number one, God. You are Amalam's chaser, and you and Jesse Jackson are the two worst things that they have ever had in the community, in the black community.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why everyone sees fit to go to them. Like, who cares about these two idiots? But one thing is definite, that they are allocated a certain amount of money. And just like Governor Hogan said on Fox today, they allocated the money, but it's obvious that the Baltimore City government is out of control. That is what the problem is. And I heard a federal prosecutor say this week is that they are taking and they're going to have stringent laws about gun violence in Baltimore City. I said, really? Well, maybe you need to walk down the hallway and talk to Merlin Mosby, because when you lock him up, Merlin Mosby go get him out.
Well, you heard. Wait a minute.
Am I missing something here?
People don't realize something. The last three mayors of Baltimore have been indicted, right? Or have were almost brought up on criminal charges, were they not?
You're racist, Joe. That's not what happened. One had Walmart cards. The other one was clueless. She had no idea. Remember, that was the one Stephanie Rollins faked.
Yeah.
And so, you know, go ahead and let them burn down the property because, you know, it's just property. So let them burn it down or whatever. A full-scale riot. And that goes to show you the kind of leadership that people, I mean, the mayor now, I saw him on there the other day, and he was walking through alleys and stuff, and he was dressed like he was, you know, like he's dressed like a pimp. He had on a derby, and I'm like, what is going on here? I mean, why, you know, it's just crazy. You know, it's just like these candidates that we sat and watched last night on a Democratic debate. I mean, it's just like that. That is the future. This ain't Democratic Party. That is the future of what you are trying to present. You presented an old man who appears to look like he need a nap and stuff. His eyes are so tight, he look like he Magoo. Then you got the other lady out there that look. I can't. Now, what's the one that's from California?
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Well, Kamala Harris has too much makeup on. She look like she should just go lay down in a casket somewhere. And then there's the other one that what's the older white I can't never think of her
Warren.
Name.
Elizabeth Warren.
Well, yeah, Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren looked like she might be Janet Reno's husband or whatever and stuff. So, or wife, you know, they sometimes they interchange it. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Oh, God. You're killing me.
But, you know.
No, but you're right.
You
listen, but did you notice last night it was they
crazy.
Didn't ask any questions about Russian collusion except that they were blaming each other. Remember, Booker said that, one of the reasons they lost is because the Russians were involved. And then Kamala Harris said the reason that Tulsi came after her was because of the Russians. I'm going, wow. The Russians apparently are involved in everything. I mean, seriously, that's why you couldn't come on earlier, because the Russians were, making a problem.
They don't need to be worried about the Russians. They need to be worried about the Clinton crime family. How many people that decided to kill themselves and everything else that's wound up dead or were deceased, investigating them or whatever. So the thing with this is when you have a certain level of people that I told you, a feeble mind is a terrible thing. And that's what you have. You have a lot of people that have a feeble mind. And this thing, and I was discussing this with Anna about how a lot of these people put people like this in office. And when they put them in office, they put them in office based upon popularity, not because of substance, but because of popularity. And when you put people in positions because of popularity, this is what you get. No lack of leadership. Lack of vision, lack of any kind of collective thinking. There's no collective thinking. The thing of it is that you elect me, I play the race card, and I walk away with millions. And that's exactly what Eliza Cummings has been doing. That's obvious. And the rest of the Baltimore City government.
Oh, there is no way, and you're right about how long it's been like that, because they've had people on, reporters on, showing pictures of Baltimore over the last couple of decades. They've never done any solid work with the money they've got. And when you're talking $16 billion to rebuild, I mean, again, they should all be brought up on charges. But I'm going to tell you what I always say to you, and I know you agree with me to a point. They deserve de Blasio because they vote them in. Baltimore deserves the criminals because they vote them in. Right?
Absolutely.
Right, after the break, we can talk some more. I'm Joe Mazzetta, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Only on the real side can you hear music played by an all-white band when I have a black man on as a guest. Isn't that wonderful? I'm John McSinger. You know what? Let me just bring him on. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. And now I've known Corey a couple of years, and he knows where my heart is. And a few people don't. I don't really care. But this racism thing, and I'm going to do a whole piece on it this weekend, but this racism thing is making me crazy because it really should be serious. It really, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if somebody called you a racist or if somebody called me a racist, I'd have to stop and think about what I was doing because it's not in my heart. I'm not doing this. If I'm putting something out that's saying that, then I need to stop. Today, it's like a badge of honor because everything is racist. Everything is racism. It doesn't matter what it is. It's what did Elizabeth Warren last night? You have eco-racism for the economy. You have climate racism. You have educational racism. She went through, apparently, Corey, we have just sacrificed the black people to everything from the economy to food to, it's just amazing. She's a sick woman. What say you?
You know, it's interesting because I was sitting, once again, thank you for having me up here. I'd like to thank everyone that's tuned in and continue to support all positive broadcasts and podcasts. You know, I was sitting up and, I continue to tell everyone this every week you come on here. It's the men in the black neighborhood. The dad has been taken out of the household And the first thing of it is that before you can have any distrust, I'm speaking especially to these people that's in the these dads out there in the black neighborhoods, you have to take and first have a relationship with God. As I always try to always say, because that's what it's all about. Then you have to cleanse your mind and your soul and understand, focus on goals. And while you focus on goals, also raise your family, because if you raise your family correctly, then that will start producing young people that understand and have some sort of morality, morals, and also understands the essentials of life to be successful. Life is not fair. So no one can promise you nothing, I say, but death and taxes. So the thing of it is once we start producing young people that are producing and understand that education is the key, and also that they have to have, you know, once the dads in the household start doing that, then we'll start seeing less of these type of situations with this Beirut and these young people that's slaughtering each other every weekend in places like Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, the list goes on, New York, New Jersey, everywhere. So the thing with it is that the fact that until we systematically take our homes and fix our homes, then fix our communities, let's not worry about the politics. You know, I get tired of so many fanboys and fangirls about these politicians, these sports athletes, these people are like this. The thing of it is that these people don't live in your neighborhood. They don't live in your world.
No.
You control your world. You control the narrative. You put these people in office, and then you get mad at the white man because of the way your neighborhood looks. Look, let me tell you something. You know, it's funny how, you know, because we have been put in this mind frame of, if it's not in my house, I'm not worried about it. No, we can't continue to allow that to happen in our communities, be it black, white, it doesn't matter. So the thing of this is once we start systematically putting that kind of stuff together and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then we'll start seeing the change. But guess what, people? Guess what? I want to tell all U.S. citizens. Soon, we hopefully will have someone come along that's not of either one of these parties, and that will take us to a level, into a level of third-dimensional thinking and collective thinking. Because guess what? The more that you produce economic, produce people that are educated, and also start producing people that are, producing young people that are economically sound and have money in their pocket. And just like with us, as soon as we start doing things like that, because guess what? You want to see attitudes change? Start producing things where people are spending money and they're prosperous. That's what happens. That's why President Trump is going to get elected again, based on he's doing that, especially in the black community, but he's not getting the credit for it. That's what the issue is.
Well, yeah, I don't know how. You heard it last night, which I thought was really funny. One of the candidates said, you know, they were thanking Barack Obama for the economy. And I was thinking, isn't that really funny? Because whenever the stock market takes a nosedive, whenever the GDP ticks up a little bit or ticks down a little bit, you know, any of the negative stuff, it's like, see, Trump can't keep it together. Trump doesn't know what he's doing. Trump can't fix the economy. And yet, when the economy's doing well, when they have record days at the market, it's thank you, President Obama. And was it Obama saying, this is the way it's going to be? You need to get used to these numbers on the market, used to these numbers for GDP, used to these numbers for unemployment. No, we didn't.
I'm sure there's a video out there somewhere within the media that they can play that he said that. Because, see, the thing with this is that, you know, it's funny how their memory is not so good when it comes to Mr. Barack Obama, but it's so good when it becomes to President Trump. It doesn't matter what this gentleman does. He's never going to get the credit for it.
That's right.
And that's why I say that it's going to come a time in the next 5 to 10 to 15-year period where both parties are to be held accountable for this.
Yep.
Not just the Democrats. It's also the Republicans, because there's a lot of things that me and you always talk about, that the Republicans should and could have done different to fix this issue and stuff. But the one thing that's consistent about this is that the black voter is voting based upon skin color and popularity. That's why your cities look like Beirut, because you want to continue this race monging, and it's not helping. And to the white liberals and the white conservatives, the white liberals need to stop playing that, stop having white guilt about being a white person. Oh, you poor, woe is me, black folks. Look, let me explain something to you. And once again, I will say it again. What did you say, Ben Carson? The problem is not North Korea, it's not China, it's not Russia, it's ourselves here. And I was like, praise the Lord. Somebody finally saw this. What I've been saying for the longest time is us that's the problem. Conservatives and liberals. So before, and one more thing, the pro-feminists on both sides need to stop also, because all that toxic, you know, we want to get rid of the masculinity of men. You know, I heard the WNBA is going to go on strike next year because they want to get paid what the NBA players get paid. And I'm sitting here like, you know, when is this going to stop? I mean, really? I mean, why? When did this all become such about sex, race, and everything else? It's just like, and we already know who's pushing that by the WNBA. That's all of the all of the females that want to be men, and they are mad because they're not men. I mean, that's
listen, I'm all for equality. You want to get paid as much as the guys, then fill the stadiums up as much as the guys do.
You know, Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
And that's basically merchandise.
And that's basically what the NBA told them too. Adam Silver basically told them, say, look, you know, the ones overseas don't have, like my daughter, don't have a problem. Why here? Because everything here is based upon politics instead of substance.
Yep. No, you're right. It works. And you're seeing it happen more and more. You know, in California now, you ready for this one? You have to have a woman on the boards of large corporations, California corporations. But my joke is this. If they want a genderless world, why do they keep pushing laws where you have to have women? If you go genderless, there are no women. How are you going to fill that seat?
Well, as Will Smith said, his kids said they want to be genderless. They don't want to have a gender. And I'm sitting here like, you know, between you and Dwayne Wade and, I mean, his son,
he's gone.
Oh, man.
That's too bad. He'll come back. He always does. Oh, he's got a minute left. You know what it was? It's the NSA. They canned him. I'm telling. Oh, there he is. He's back.
No, I'm back. No. You know, when they have all these monarch children and everything like that, a lot of people need to look up these people. I don't have time to sit and talk about that, but they need to look up these people and just see exactly who they really are before you start. You know, we live in a society where everyone is waiting for the man to come over the hill with the white horse to save the day, and the white horse is sitting right here. You're looking at him every morning in the mirror yourself. Bottom line.
All right, last but not least, this is what I love. The Democrats, all of them, are pounding on Obama. He has got to be sitting there scratching himself in the head going, what is going on? And then I heard Eric Holder kind of threaten the whole group of them today. Said, you better knock it off or else. I'd love to know what the or else is. You think he has pictures of them or what?
Well, the thing with this is that, you know, pictures don't lie. Cameras are always running. So, you know, if you want to be a star, they'll make you a star, that's for sure. But the bottom line is that the Democrats are not producing nothing, and neither are the Republicans. Thank you for having me.
Always.
Please, www.conservativegen.com. Thank you.
All right. Always a pleasure to have Corey Duncan with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. David Sussman is going to join me. We're going to go over the debates and the president's speech today. And you're going to find out that many Democrats who don't even know who Joe Biden is. We'll be back in a little bit.